So it is. Dear Chambra, that we continue this energy of the classroom of the new. Sitting here with all of you right now in this sacred space, listening to the beautiful music of the harp, listening to your breathing. I, Tobias, think I have died and gone to heaven. And then I remember I have. We have sat together like this in a group. Sometimes this exact group. Sometimes much smaller. Sometimes with many, many more. We've sat together like this in the past. On the temples of Tien, there were tens and thousands of us. We would sit together in a space just like this. Multidimensional, divine, human. But we would sit together like this for literally for weeks at a time. We don't need to do it that long anymore. We've sat together like this before in caves back in the time of Yeshua. We've sat together like this before in meeting halls in what you call the Dark Ages. We've sat together in small groups, in lifetimes not so long ago, just sitting, just drinking in the sweetness of the moment, just taking the time to remember that we are angels, all of us, that we are light. We are dark. That we are human. More than anything, that we are God also. Out on an incredible experience. So we can take this moment here in this meeting hall. Meld together all of those other meetings that we've had. Those other sacred moments where we just take a pause, just a slight pause from our day-to-day activities, our schedules, our chores and our jobs and our families. Just take that moment to be together as Chambra. For the last year of time, you've been going through the embodiment, fearless acceptance of all that is, especially fearless acceptance of yourself. The hardest thing a human will ever go through. Why? Because when you are in material form, everything has so much more density. It sticks more. It holds on to you more. The wounds are more real, and they should be. They should be. The pain is more painful. You're more aware of it. And that is the way this third dimensional reality works. It allows you to feel it, to know it, to sense it so much more than when you are on the etheric levels. Learning to embody yourself. Everything about you. So difficult, but yet one of the greatest gifts of all. Embodying you, being you. Bringing back all of the parts and the pieces in love. Bringing them back into the center. Into the circle of your love. No longer rejecting. No longer dividing, but bringing them all back. Oh, and as we have said so many times now, when you bring it all back, then you can bless and release the very structure of every one of those creations and sub-creations. And now you go on an incredible journey, a ride, an expression. When you release those, everything can now go to their appropriate next level. You've been embodying in every way, learning to embody those people that are close to you in your life. And sometimes you found out that embodiment actually is release. The acceptance of them, the acceptance that they were your partner or your child, or even for some of you, your parent. You embodied them. And then you can release them. What a blessing that you don't have those connections, the old energy connections with them. What a blessing that you can let them go. Because when you let them go, you also let yourself go. These are beautiful, simple principles of energy, new energy. Beautiful, simple principles of spirit, the continual creation, continual embodiment, and the continual release. It is the flow. It is what brings about the synchronistic life. In the past year of time, you've learned how to set your soul free, how to take it out of any crystalline structures, traps that you put it into, any holes in the ground. Learn to let yourself soar beyond the reality that you think that you're in. And now indeed is the time to get practical with all of this. You've learned about it, you've breathed it in, you've embodied it, and now it is the time to actually express it in your life. Remember, God is not a power. God is an expression. So God, now is the time for you to take all of this and express it in your life. We talked yesterday about clarity, the gift, this beautiful gift of clarity. It still hovers. This gem of clarity hovers in this room, still downloading to you, still feeding you this gift. Some of you have played with it in the last day of time, wondering what this clarity is, what it means to you. What you're going to begin to see and sense on every level. When you look at something, for instance, through your physical eyes, you look at the red in the draping behind us. It is a different red, a new red. Has more depth and more color to it than what it had before. That is clarity. When you see this red fabric with a new vibrance and intensity to it, when you take a deep breath and clear, and you see beyond what was just a red fabric, you begin to see the other attributes in it. You see, begin to see multidimensionally, perhaps the colors start shifting or become even more vibrant. Perhaps you see that in this red fabric, there are angels. Yes, they've been sitting there all weekend. With the new clarity, the music that is playing from the strings of the harp, they take on a new intensity and beauty. Perhaps a sweetness that you've never heard before. That is clarity. You see? new clarity. And what you sense in your skin right now, you see, it doesn't have to be pushed or forced. It was always there. Well, perhaps some of you were thinking that you had to project yourself and in some multi-dimensional way force yourself to see something. You don't have to at all. The clarity comes even in the food you eat. Taking on a new taste and a new vibrance in itself. It was always there. It was always available as a potential. You simply weren't open to it. Speaking of the clarity of food, anything you eat, clear it before you put it into your mouth. Clear it. In other words, release anything that would be imbalanced or impure before it comes into your body. It doesn't take a force. It doesn't take 10 minutes before you eat to do this. Just look at the plate. Look at the food and clear. Even before ingesting it, it will bring it back to an original energy state for your body. So perhaps if it is a big greasy burger that you're putting in your mouth, and you're afraid of all these, I'll just say, imbalanced energies, clear it. No force, just clear. Bring it back to its original energy state. And then enjoy. We know some of you might disagree with that. I think you have to go through routines, but dear friends, this is the potential of the new energy, and it is there for you right now. If you really remember, we did so much of this, particularly in Lemuria, where we had to clear the plants and even sometimes the animal products we were putting into our mouth. Our bodies, physical bodies, were not nearly as able to handle some of these energies as your physical body is now. We've fine-tuned the physical body. You can clear food, water. You can clear energy in rooms. You walk into a room filled with people. And yes, as you know, the energy can be disruptive and imbalanced and can give you headaches and make you feel tired. You just clear. Bring it back to its original energy state for yourself. You're not trying to change anyone in the room. You're clearing for you. You're going beyond the masquerade, the mask, the facade, back to the original energies. Clear the room without judgment, of course. And then you'll start beginning to see the people in a different way. The energies will not affect you negatively like they have been. Just clear the room. Yes, indeed, you can clear your car. You can clear the air around you. Oh, and for some of you who are bothered by some of these non-physical entities always tagging along, always disrupting you, you can clear them as well. Bring them back to their original energy state. A pure, balanced state of energy. And again, it's not changing them unless they choose to change. It's simply changing the way you perceive and take in the energy. Simple, simple principles. The clearing. You clear the energy from this red drape behind us. And you begin to see it in a new way. Vibrant and dynamic. With more depth. As you continue to do the clearing, allow the clearing, you're going to notice everything starts changing. And again, we have to remind you, don't force a clearing. You're simply transmuting. You're simply going back to original energy states. You're saying to whatever object it is that you want to see its essence. You don't want to see the murky facade. You want to know the real energy behind it. So Shambhara, this is a gift that you've given yourself. Nothing that you have to struggle with. Just practically apply it to your life. Practically apply it to decisions that you are making for yourself. Clearing. Practically apply it to the abundance in your life. Clear. Oh, some of you have such murky issues with abundance. Clear that. Bring it back to the original energy source. Clearing can be as simple as taking a deep breath and acknowledging that you want to clear the item. When you leave from this great room that we meet in, you go back into the duality world. Oh, indeed, there will be things that pull and tug at you. You know what that's like. It's happened before. You walk out into the world around you, what you call the old energy world, and right away you feel bombarded by its energies, its imbalances, its struggles. And right away you feel yourself drawn back into it. As we said before, you feel tired, depleted, worn out. It is because the old energy consciousness truly, truly wants what you have. It wants a new energy consciousness, a new way of being. It is seeking that. It truly is. But sometimes that old consciousness forgets. And it wants your love. It wants your energy so much. And it pulls you back without knowing that by pulling you back, it is also suffocating you. So when you go out into the world around you, you go back to your families and your jobs. Take that deep breath and clear. Understand that it can't pull you back when you are in your clarity. Understand it is trying to love you, but it doesn't know how to yet. It is trying to love you, but it doesn't know how. In a sense, as strange as it may sound, stand on top of your own mountain. It's not about arrogance. It is not about supremacy. It's just staying in your clear space. You know, when you stand on a mountaintop, the air is clear. The sun is more intense. The colors are brighter. Stand on top of your own mountain. Hold your space. Stay clear. In this next year of time, I'm going to be using this beautiful gift of clarity in so many of the shouts that we have together. We're going to be using it in so many of the practical applications of your enlightenment in life. It's an honor for all of us on our side, including Kutumi, to continue working with you. So, dear Shambhara, I'm going to ask you all now to give each other a big, clear hug as we wind up the energy of this gathering. And yes, indeed, Kaldra, I would love to go into the audience again for hugs. And so it is.